Okay. Backed up is this street gonna get? I'm gonna need to take the side route out, or do I got this? If this person pulls up and no one pulls in behind them, pull the fuck up! Oh, the fuck are you doing? Great. Thanks. Now you got me fucking hung out. Yeah, it's not really helping. And now you're just getting out of this lane. Great. Good stuff all around. Person in this Audi thought they were going to be able to pull into this corner parking lot and get out the other side. Nope. No one died. At least no one I saw. Who knows?
No good blood sucker, fat motherfucker. Now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungles, all you hear is rumble. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level, bitch. Now that who you going, yeah, ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus shit. Arguing with my older bitch, acting like I owe a shit. I heard the same raps that gave the track pain. Bought the chain that always give me back pain. Fucking up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot nigga, but these hoes love my accent. She came up to me and said, this the number two gal. If you wanna make it number one, you're number two now. I call it Malibu, yeah. Goddamn, easy, I would hit him with a new style. Know that motherfucker, well, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, gosh, it's cool now. Now I'm gonna do, boss, it's new now. Then you motherfucker really, really need to cool out. Cause you will never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? Put the pussy in a sarcophagus. Now she claiming that I bruise her esophagus. Head of the class and she just wanna swallow shit. I'm living in the future, so the present is my past. My presence is a present, kiss my ass. Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Conquer, stop your silly nonsense. None of you niggas know where the swamp is. None of you niggas have seen the Carnage
that I've seen. I still hear things scream in my dreams. Murder, murder in black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenues. I rape and pillage your village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these niggas I made millionaires, milling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is these fake fucks with no fangs, trying to draw blood on my ice cold veins. I smell a massacre. Seems to be the only way to back you back.
Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster. With a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanga, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer. Okay, first things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fame. Cause that's what a motherfucking monster do. Hairdresser from Milan, that's the monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's the monster show. Young Money is the Rasta and a monster crow. And I'm pull up, pull up, pull up in the bank with a funny face. And if I'm fake, I ain't noticed cause my money ain't.
Let me get this straight, wait, I'm the rookie. But my features and my shows, 10 times your pay. 50K for a verse, no album out. Yeah, my money's so tall that my Barbie's gotta claim it. Hotter than the Middle East and claim it. Find it, 20 my Tyron, Lottie, wine it. Wine it, Nicki on a good.
Give them whiplash. I think big, get cash, make them blink fast. Now look at what you just saw. This is what you're looking for. I'm a motherfucking monster.
Matthew Tompkins from the Shout Network.
Yeah, can you hear me okay? I'm actually in Guam right now. I'm shooting a show.
You're shooting a show. This is an executive. This guy from the Shout Network, which is a basic cable channel. He's called before with different shows and whatnot. I can hear you all right.
Great. Hey, I want to run a killer opportunity by you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd love to get you involved in this new show that we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll nutshell it for you, okay?
Please, please, give it to me in a nutshell.
Okay, basically, here's the gist.
Okay.
We take an unassuming person.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and we get him to a location kind of under false pretenses, like a friend's birthday party or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know?
And when the person gets there,
yeah. They
see all their friends and their family in the room, and they're shocked / moved.
Uh-huh.
You know, okay, they're very excited, and then we launch into this whole this is your lifestyle thing for the person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
sounds nice.
Yeah, it's great. And they're at first there's a few very moving speeches and people are really, you know, making the person feel great. And then here's when a little twist comes in. On about the third or fourth testimonial,
uh-huh,
people just start ranking on the person. Just bringing up the worst dirt imaginable.
Really?
Great. Yeah, they totally humiliate them. It's amazing.
Like what? Like they just bring up the worst stuff that they ever did?
Like, or stuff that's a total secret. Like, maybe only this other person ever knew about.
Uh-huh.
And they bring it up in front of everybody and the TV camera. So basically, the whole world is going to know about this stuff.
So after this person's kind of let their guard down, they think they're in a loving place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then they just start getting ripped on.
Oh, yeah, like their parents are there, and they're thinking, oh, my God, this is a safe place, everything's great, and the parents just start ranking on and bringing up, like, bedwetting and stuff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that sounds cool. I've seen people just break down in tears, they're so hurt.
Uh-huh.
Devastated, it's great.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the show's actually called This Is Your Life.
Oh, This Is Your Life, which is, so you're reviving that show, This
No,
Is
I'm
Your
not,
Life?
No, I'm not done yet.
Oh.
It's called
okay,
This
okay.
Is Your Life, and it sucks.
This is your life, and it sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm calling you because I'd love to get you involved in this upcoming episode that we have where we skewer Tom. And I think he's really gonna just I don't know what he's gonna do when it happens.
Who do you? Right? You're skewering Tom.
Yeah.
I'm Tom. Tom, which Tom?
Tom Sharpling.
No, I'm Tom Sharpling.
This isn't Associate Producer Mike?
No, this is Tom. You're talking to Tom.
Oh, hey, man. long time, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's up?
What's shaking with you, man? I haven't really kept tabs on what you've been up to lately. How's everything going, man?
We're just doing the radio show, you know? Just the...
Great. Love the show. Love it.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, you're one of my faves. I'd call you one of my favorites.
Your favorite. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Hey, who's been in the studio with you?
Who's here with me?
Yeah.
Amy Mann is here.
Oh, right, yeah.
Uh-huh. Got Aziz Ansari's here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got Jason Walliner.
Oh, jeez, wow.
I know, right? Can you believe it?
That's a trifecta.
Yeah, it is the trifecta.
Hey, Aziz.
Yes.
Huge fan. And I want something that I got something to run by you right now, if you have a moment, okay?
Sure, of course.
I'm nutshell it for you.
It's industry lingo. For people who don't know, that's industry lingo.
Well, here's the deal. I would love to get you in as the new host of this new Shout Network show we have. It's called Celebrity Buried Alive.
Okay.
Which?
And, well, it starts airing in February.
Okay.
Okay, and here's the gist. We bury a bunch of celebrities alive, and then they have to perform various tasks and or answer questions to get shovelfuls of dirt taken off of their dirt mound.
So you want Aziz as what on this?
As the host.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
We had a small tragedy the other day here in Guam.
So you're filming this in Guam?
Oh, yeah.
What was the tragedy?
Well, we were about halfway through shooting the first episode when our regular host got buried alive, and now he's, he's buried dead.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So the host of the thing is died.
It's very sad stuff, and I'm sorry, but I can't say his name because his family hasn't yet been notified.
Okay.
Okay. It's actually Brian Dunkelman.
Brian Dunkelman. Oh, my God. So the guy from the first season of American Idol.
Yeah, that guy just had a bad streak, I guess.
He had a bad what?
He's had a bad streak.
Yeah, well, I would say he sounds like the bad streak might be over now because he died on the set of Celebrity Buried Alive.
Yeah, he pretty much bought it the other day.
It's horrible. So now you want Aziz to step in and take over from where the late Brian Dunkelman had...
Yeah. He seems like he could carry himself a little better than that idiot.
Idiot? He's dead. That's horrible.
Oh, well, you know. Hey, Miss Mann?
Yes.
I just want to say I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
I love the stuff that you did on the film Magnolia.
Well,
thanks. Yeah, I love the soundtrack stuff you did. And I want to ask you something. Have you ever thought about doing a skin flick?
No, I...
What are you talking about?
Not my thing at all.
Oh, huh, okay.
But thanks for asking.
Sure, yeah.
Skin flick.
What?
What are you asking her that for?
What do you mean?
Is this part of your production company? Is that... You do that kind of stuff in addition to the burying people alive?
Well, I do all kinds of things. I didn't know if maybe you'd be interested in scoring one or maybe making one with me.
No.
I don't think...
What?
Horrible. That's...
What? No, we can let the other guy direct, the Wallner kid.
Uh-huh. The Wallner kid can direct it.
Yeah, if it can keep him pawing himself while he's shooting it. Anywho.
Yeah?
There's a scene I've always wanted to see in the adult medium that I've never seen as I don't think it's ever been shot before, okay?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Basically, here's what's happened. Miss Mann?
Ms. Mann.
You would... And you'd be all covered in pancake mix and Nerf.
Ew. I had to bleep you, you know.
Goodbye.
How much of it?
I bleeped everything, almost everything you said.
Whoa.
Why?
It was disgusting.
It wasn't that disgusting.
Whoa.
It was erotic.
It was completely
filthy.
Poll everyone there and ask them if they thought it was disgusting or erotic.
Okay.
I think you'll find very interesting. Back.
Okay, Aziz, was that disgusting or erotic?
I would say it's pretty disgusting.
Okay, Jason?
Wait, yeah, that was disgusting.
Amy?
Horrifying.
H-Man?
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
H-Man didn't seem bad. Yeah.
He's seen it all.
H-Man was holding it in.
Yeah.
You guys disgust me. Oh, hey, I got a boogie.
Oh, you've got to go. Okay.
Busy guy. Hey. My mistress and I are about to do some of this new designer drug called Emerald Nightmare. Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have. It's kind of like it's that stuff blue on crack.
Yeah, it's supposed to... Oh, and steroids, too. That's basically what it is. It's crack and steroids.
Yeah, crack and steroids.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, please, is it legal in Guam?
Not really, no, but she just took some and, she's waving a machete at me. I got a boogie.
Okay. Are you... Matt... Oh, there he goes.
Gone.
Oh.
Treasure map that I found, had an X under where you're standing. like shampoo. There ain't near man who can handle. Once I back slap you, I clap you. Bullets in your skin like a tattoo. Now back to reality. You ain't as bad as me. I get down for my clown till they call me your majesty. Nigga fat as me, still fuck with strategy. My dick stuck way up where her bladder be, but that don't matter, see. I suck your ass like Andre Agassi. Fuck tennis, you dealing with a straight menace. Railing on your ass like Venezuela. Got a soul like a tailor, float like a sailor, truck like a trailer, scope with the mailers. All the above, I done be like Australia. Straight bailing you out, one call from jail, and you out like Master P. That's what we be about. I got ammunition for those dissing. This ain't R&B, if I'm skipping all that riffing. I land one with the handgun. You can go ask Charles and he tell you I'm the motherfucking man. So my gun hand busts many mans, watch many mans get swept the fuck off they feet like dustpans. You get touched, man, messing with us, man.
Ace the GLC, and I'm a black river slapping, making you move just like a crowd clapping.
Heels, toes, pivot, stomp, lean, back, collar, pop, heels, toes. take a little jig home and do that shit with your grandmother, who's been so lonely since your grandpa died after the Vietnam War.
Well, I may be a robot, but I'm acting. All the ladies in my vibrating action. MC, the beat, this is technology. I may be made of metal like a cradle or a kettle, but I'll break it up and kick it like a rapid freaking devil. All the brothers call me Key. I'm with the ladies of me as from a sex time. You don't want what I got, cause I'm going to start, I don't stop. And you don't want what I got, cause you'll never beat a motherfucking rap on. Synthesize a lyric, calculate the time. I got a built-in MIDI out, digital mind. 1 million gigabytes, digital mind. I said what? What? I said a digital mind. All the pretty ladies, all the groupies and sororities are going all along because all I think are batteries. And you don't want what I got, cause I'm going to start, I don't stop. And you don't want what I got, how you gonna beat a freaking robot, huh? I got a laser thing, and I'm flicking light. I'm like some kind of rapid twist, I'm in knife. I got a toaster, to make a sandwich. And then I mentioned I can write any language. I was programmed to succeed and conquer every MC that I meet and download nasty badass beats, and anything less I shall delete all systems. Test 1, 2, 1, 3. My hard drive's reading lightning speed. Peace.
I'm gonna give you to the count of 10 before I pop your guts full of lead. 1, 2, 10.
My name is Teacher, but my niggas call me Selsky. And no motherfucking body can tell me how to flow. I had a count from the rap. And if it flow through my tongue, I'm gonna bust a cap. If you're not from over here, then you gotta go. Because you're not allowed on to double up. You better get going to your little mark. Straight sick shit from the North Side. And all my niggas straight pump from the cloud by Frisco.
Okay, let's roll. You wanna talk about bang bang? San Francisco here, we trip on sets, man. It ain't the color, it's the purpose that you live in. The sense that you claim to collect all your dividends. You can't get along with that other group. Example, Sunnydale and LA. Bouncing off shit cause I'm an empty. Got some hate. And yes, my hands on the fucking trigger. Frisco City is the town that I never claim. A young hoe, and my daddy is the one I blame. So run up on a nigga from the town and get shot. I'm a ruthless motherfucker when it's time to pop. Niggas bang and give a fuck about a genocide. San Francisco is the land of homicide. OB in a mob, that's how we roll. Straight dances out of Hunters White Field Boat. Sunnydale, yeah, but then a nigga's banging too. Orange Rivals for the niggas out of Lakeview. I'm not gonna sit there naming all these motherfuckers sets. As long as you're gonna engage the niggas super fresh. Slow digging kinda cold with my nigga left. Aim my pistol, punch a slipper, now you're out of luck. So just remember, sucker free is coming out the way. I slap your mouth and talk about the town in any way.
Nobody wants to move in. Most are trying to move out. 1 square mile of death. Drugs and pockets.
Whoa. Remember when I said it was 80 degrees? Now I'm on the Golden Gate Bridge and it's 73. Pretty fast fucking change. The world is a weird place. That's my incisive commentary.
Burning niggas like a motherfucking chimney. So take a shit on your ass and say God bless. The sick niggas get red in the SF. And outsiders don't run cause I got cracking motherfuckers over like lobster. Cutting motherfucking ass like a surgeon. Bust his mouth.
Now you bleed like a bird.
You see the towers, what's down? Lakeview, you see the M-Dump Mafia. RBL motherfuckers out of HP. Get the moat, you might even see me. Busted hoes and smoking on a coke joint. You need to say my fucking name, you didn't know my voice. I'm so crazy.
Chewy, the nigga that's chillin' like a giant. Like my niggas up at 850 Bryant. You ain't from here, step on. Cause in the fall, you might get crept on. Frisco, the city of the rack pack. Home man, freaking dope like flapjacks. Down with a drop by. Cause niggas get sick when they sippin' up on the same high. One nigga had funk. The very next day, they found his ass in a trunk. Bark that late was sad. The nigga with Dan took two to the head. It was a bloody mess. The name Chewy was scraped on his chest. C-A-Q-B-Y between the nipples, plus two to the temple. Try to play us like fags, and when we catch your ass, you be laying in a body bag. Throw the cat off and go to Gate Bridge. Leave your body at Lewis and Ridge. The letters on my chest mean sucker free. So you niggas can't fuck with me. Niggas
think we all fags, but they don't know that every day niggas coming up show in Frisco. I'm a young nigga, so back up off me. I come from the streets on a sucker free Frisco. And I'ma let you know, when I'm striking, I'm burning straight pinto, striking a mock off. Photo classic, pitch black, coming like a casket. I know it's pitch paint, niggas, the city is not nice. You motherfuckers wanna clown. Frisco.
Bitch, I'm famous, I blame this on you. Cash in the mirror, hang in my penthouse booth. Skyline, the clearest watch in your optics. Popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, head with no power steering.
Oh, luxury. Chitty, ching, ching, could buy anything. Cop that, calibres. 3 degrees, low, make it half of me. Drop that, Chitty ching ching, could buy anything. Cop that, calibres.
can have a mean trap that oh oh oh.
Cause the left side, I don't like putting the left hand over. The right side is a better situation for me, and I make that motherfucking movie when I'm on these turntables.
Yeah.
Cocky sweat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. After I have this motherfucking truck, man, I'll see the motherfucking movie. You have the motherfucking windshield.
My brother, thank you for tuning in, and thanks for the love, and thank you for calling.
All right, bro. Hey, you say Boosie, man. He ain't
Boosie, man. You say Gucci?
Boosie, yes, sir.
Oh, Boosie. All right, I got you.
Hi, baby, it's DJ Sus One. This is Hip Hop Nation. It's the feature presentation mix show. Don't forget, this goes down every Thursday, 10 p.m. to midnight. Plus, it goes down the full entire show every weekend, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. All right, let's do it. Oh, by the way, I'm playing this record again. I'm feeling this shit. Young Dolph, what up, my brother? Turn up.
Together, I was in prison. I was in maximum security prison.
For we're not gonna get into details, but you went to jail for some serious shit.
Yeah, I shot two people. Okay. And luckily for me, they live. One of them was hurt bad, but he's alive. You know what I'm saying? And
now coming at it, I don't even want to stick to the negative right now. Matter what, we gotta get to the negative, but we gotta let's stick to the positive.
Shout out to Just Blaze's mother who called me. Shout out to Just Blaze. I know y'all got a good relationship, but I just want to say that because Just Blaze's mother, who her name is Sharon Smith, she's one of the most beautiful, most great individuals you'll ever meet in your life. It's like almost meeting Asada Shakur. Like, his mother was a principal in Paterson, New Jersey. She's like the female version of Mr. Clark. Remember Lean On Me? You smoke crack, don't you, boy? That's his mom's. And because she works with the at-risk kids and the worst kids in Paterson, New Jersey. And she brings these kids up. You talk about a rose that grew from concrete? She watered a load up. She watered those roses a lot. And she helped these kids grow and become great men. So, shout out to her.
Salute to Justin.
Shout out to Just Blaze.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I just want to try to stick to this as much as we can.
I'm hurt, man.
So, you get out of prison.
Yeah.
Like, what's next, man? Who comes through for you? Like,
first, Mark Ronson, who got one of the biggest songs ever done.
I'm not talking about music, bro. I'm talking about aside from music.
Oh.
The Abandoned Nation. Explain what that means.
The Abandoned Nation started in prison.
That's what I'm trying to explain,
because when I was 16 years old, you know, I met a guy who was 19. He was only 3 years older than me. But he had such an impact on my life by what he was telling me, because I rapped. I rapped back then, but at all my raps was, I'll shoot you, I'll kill you, I'll bust my gun, because that's what I was living. You know what I'm saying? So everything was, and he used to say, yo, young brother or shorty, that's what the two names he had for me, young brother or shorty, yo, man, you got a gift, you good with the words, but why everything, you glory, this was his first question, you like being here? I used to be like, no, nigga, I want to go home. So he's like, why are you glorifying the same thing that sent you here? So that made me think and be like, you know what, you right, like, I don't want to, the same thing I'm glorifying with these little raps, and he's like, won't you write about something that might uplift and help somebody? And from that point on, I was always cognizant of the things I wrote. And I was like, and this was a brother named Sharif Clayton. He was 19. I was 16 years old. And I was going down the wrong path fast, because I wouldn't be alive today if I didn't meet this man. And that's why it hurts my heart right now to be here, man.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, let's talk about it, man. Shout out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, hold
your
head.
Where was it that you met him?
I met him in Nat. I met him in Eastern Correctional Facility, Nat. You know, Biggie said, I bust a cap for my niggas in Nat.
And you know what? I hate it because I was watching the news and they show his mugshot.
I hate that. This is a man.
What's
Nat-Nap? Nat-Nap is a maximum security prison. It's a prison.
But I hate that. Like, it's so much important part of the story that you have to see. You met him there, but it's what happened for the next some odd years.
Yeah.
That shouldn't even be involved when we lose such a great dude like that, and when they want to put it on TV, of course they go to the mugshot.
They put his mugshot from when he was a teenager. ABC. Some of you think is going to be, you know, you expect them to be, you know, responsible. That's the highest level of journalism you're going to get from ABC. That's mainstream. Like, y'all don't know what this man been doing for the past 7-8 years of his life. You're gonna show his mugshot after he dies? Like, that shit is disrespectful, man. It's disrespectful. I don't give a fuck how level you are. That's disrespectful, man. And that's how they know they take us for a joke. Our lives are a joke. So as long as they take our lives for a joke and we don't keep it serious, then we just gonna remain a joke, man. Shit has gotta, something gotta change. That man ain't deserve that. That man lost his life, man. With integrity.
Now, I want to point out an important memory you have of Sharif, man. And
you knew Sharif. So no, I knew you very knew well, Sharif man. Very well. Status
selected. You call me on the regular and be like, yo, so you inside doing that? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Besides that, yeah. I want to get to a fuckery moment in life that I have to tell everybody, because I think if it was anyone else in his situation, I would have been in a whole different situation. Now, there's a situation that went down with me and Cy, right? Cy's my brother. We both drink way too much in life. Yeah, and there was one night in my crib, and we were, like, talking a lot of shit.
Me and Stack used to be ready.
Shout out to Rex, too. Shout out to Rex.
You don't understand. Like.
Shout out to Rex.
Especially Josiah, this Thursday night, you built a spill living zoo.
I could just sit here and speak nothing but great things about him. It amazes me, and I really appreciate that everybody I know has nothing but good things to say about him.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
And do you have brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I'm the eldest.
You're the
I'm the eldest of five.
Wow. What's one thing, one good memory you have, or like a good, maybe like a good quote or something that sticks with you, like today, right?
Work while you're young, so you can play when you're old.
Where y'all live from? From someone that met him many, many times, I gotta say, I'm sorry for your loss. He was a great dude. And I think I can speak for hip-hop music when I can say thank you for the mentoring your father did for Saigon and Mano and so many others that, you know, he took a lot of cats that people would have wrote off and looked at as felons or people that had no second chance and helped them get that. So I'm speaking for the culture when I say thank you, man.
Yeah, father
will never be forgotten.
Definitely not. Rest in peace to my pops, Sharif, Clay, and Big Homie. Until we meet again.
Word on, man. Orange. You know, we got his brother in the building as well. Nobody has to talk. If you want to say something, it's open, man.
Yeah, my brother, man. My brother went to jail when I was 8 years old.
Because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we improve. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't miss. As we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. Lottie, you know what? Your picnic, Lottie Dottie. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. For all of y'all, keeping y'all in hell. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition that we create. Cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say. Because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher. One morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face and my hand up on a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble double. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
you are, you conceited bastard.
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. Used the eyes of a lady because my skin gets pale. Now then I got the files for my fingernails. Chewed to the night and on my behalf. I put the bubbles in the top so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the polo cologne. Fresh dressed like a million bucks. Threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in. I forgot my can going and I nearly I ran through it. I bumped into my old girl from the
ballet.
This is a girl plays hard to get, so I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. She said, it's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away, and now my life is filled with rainy days. And I love you so, how much you'll never know. Cause you took your love away from me. Now, what was I to do? Just crying over me. She was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. I mean, mother's left upset to me. Looks out of in the face and neck to me. Punched her in the belly and stepped on her feet. Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't leave her. She grabbed me closely by my socks, so I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick. She put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plan so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, and Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She says,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be a lover. To the tick tock, you don't stop. To the tick tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
Biatch.
Thank you.
already been sleeping a little rough because it's been warm at night. So to be here and see that it is after 8 o'clock and it is 78 degrees outside still, that's... it's rough. That's what that is. Hopefully there's a bit of a breeze going. Open all the windows in the house. Just being open all night or something.
Snatch the vinyl cause it's spinnable and pack with your essential hip-hop minerals. A lifetime criminal, I have to fill the show when the energy is minimal.
Anybody got any questions?
Well, spent a lot of today thinking that it was Friday. It's not. Tomorrow is Friday. Tomorrow will be back to normal. Closer to it, I guess. Anyway, everybody have a good night. And, yeah, let's reconvene in the morning, see what we've learned.